at the Kids Table with Susan Beecham. She is the founder of Money Savvy Generation. And today, Susan, we're talking about internships and working for free. Now, I think this is definitely something that's changed over the years. Don't you feel like when we were kids, it was like, well, yeah, you work for free. You do whatever you can.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like the mindset has shifted a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let's ask the kids what they say about internship and working for free, and then we'll get your take on it.
Okay.
Is it okay to work for free?
That's just volunteer work. So if it's for a good cause, yes. But why would you want to work for free?
You would work as an intern.
That's not a job, though. You're learning. That's like still learning
stuff.
You're
still going to work.
But that's preparing you for the future. You're not actually working. You're just watching.
So internships are okay.
Yes.
I think depending on the job is how much you should get paid. And if it's like charity work, like volunteering at a soup kitchen, you shouldn't be getting paid because you're helping people.
Okay.
And if it's internship, I think you shouldn't be getting paid either.
You should like, if you do a good deed, someone should pay you because you're doing a good deed.
Okay. Is there an age limit to an internship?
Depends on what you want to do and what you want to learn.
I think adults can be interns if they want to switch their job, like go back to college and want to switch their job. And I think you should be at least 15 to get an internship because I don't know why a 13-year-old or like an 11-year-old would want an internship when they don't need a job.
You're 8. Would you want an internship?
Maybe.
All right, Susan, what do you think?
Well, I'm amused because I remember working when I was younger, and I thought I was brilliant. I thought I was this huge resource for anyone I worked for, but really I was more of a burden because I didn't understand work culture. I didn't understand timeliness. I didn't understand how to make a contribution that wasn't a drag on the person who was trying to mentor me. You don't know that when you're young. You do feel, and our kids are gifted, don't get me wrong. They do have interestingly different skills than we ever had when we went into the workforce, when I went into the workforce. And those skills, by the way, are more finely tuned. The IT skills, the computer skills, and so on, the social media, the SEO. Do I have that acronym right? I don't even know. So they have those skills, and so they come to the table with them. But the question is it okay to work for free? And free, let's take a moment and understand what free means, because we've had interns in our office, and they have always come to us and wanted just to work with us to get the experience, to work on projects, to understand what that felt like to work with deadlines. And at the end of the internship, I always paid them a wage based on how much time they had been with us. They didn't know I was going to do that.
Oh.
But that's how I felt. I felt that that was what they were owed if they did a good job. But what they also got that they didn't pay for was they got experience, they got something to put on the resume showing that they worked in a work environment, they got a recommendation, they got so many things that they didn't pay for, but that the person that they worked for was paying for, right? Because I was giving my time as well as they were giving their time. So kids need to understand from parents that there's a lot of currency in an internship. It doesn't always have to be a paid internship, but as well, if an internship is taking advantage of your child, you need to talk to them about that as well. So I remember Allison's first job was working in a shoe store. Now, yes, she learned about how to be on time, how to work hard, how to, take responsibility for the resources that company was letting her use, being a good steward of them. But really, how much do you learn in a shoe store? So it was right that she was being paid. It was right that she was getting an hourly wage. There are some internships with companies where your child has a certain skill set and they really want to hone the skill set and they want to work with people who are levels above them. Well, there's currency in that. They may not be getting paid for it, but they're getting experience, contacts, and a paid for mentorship, really. They don't have to pay anyone for the master class. They're getting it. So there's a lot of nuances. And I think what I would come down to is I would tell parents, just talk about it. Encourage your child to explain the internship. Ask them, what did you, you know, what was your work day like? What was a high? What was a low? Get them to be used to talking to you about it so that you can steer them in the right direction if they're being taken advantage of. But also emphasize to them that while they may not necessarily believe it, they are truly absorbing and learning very important skills to survive in the workplace and thrive later in life.
You know, it was funny, a couple episodes ago, probably a handful at this point, but Brandon T. Adams, he's fantastic. He's an Emmy award-winning producer, and he has this show, Success in Your City, among other things. But he even said he recommended to, and he was talking to adults now, you can raise your hand and say, I want to be your intern. And that's a hard pill to swallow for adults, because just even that word, there's like a weird feeling around that word. Wait, what do you want? You want to just, right? Just use my time and not pay me. But as an adult, we should even entertain the idea. Hey, you're right. Yeah. You could take a lot from that.
You know, I'm my happiest when I'm learning something new I feel it. You know, you feel when you start to stagnate. And so as an adult, I will take on challenges that I don't feel comfortable with, and I will learn at the kindness of someone else who's a mentor. So I will feel that physically. And as an adult, if that's something you need to do so that you can develop contacts, especially now during this pandemic, establish a new set of contacts, or even put yourself to the front of the line for the next position, there is no harm. There is, you know, nothing to be ashamed of. That's just a person who understands that they need to continue to learn to be happy.
Yeah, I love it. All right, Susan Beecham, how can we find you and follow you?
You are welcome to read my point of view at my blog, susanbeecham.com. And then if you get excited about taking the next step, go on over to our website at moneysavvy.com. We've created a bunch of tools and resources to help you take that conversation to your kids to the next step.